Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Let your face shine on us, O God, and we shall be saved. Redeemer of the nations, make known your wondrous birth, which so befits your grandeur and sanctifies the earth. A virgin was your mother, O holy mystery. Let all creation marvel at that nativity. The root of Jesse blossomed, her spotless womb conceived. And she brought forth salvation to all who have believed. For rising out of Mary as from a cloudless sky, you came to bring to captives redemption from on high. Proceeding from your Abba, according to the plan, you blessed our human nature by coming Son of Man, and having by your passion redeemed the human race, you reign now with the Holy One, our source of life and grace. To you, Lord Jesus, glory and praise with one accord. We earnestly implore you to be our saving Lord, that you, to whom our weakness and sinfulness are known, may sanctify our nature, which you have made your own. Rejoice and be glad, daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your love is coming to you. Zion, do not be afraid. Your salvation is near at hand. How glorious is your dwelling place, O Adonai Sabaoth. My soul longs, yes, aches, yearning for the courts of Adonai. My body and soul ring out their joy to the living heart of love. As the sparrow herself seeks a home, and the swallow a nest for her brood, I am eager to rest near your altars, Adonai Sabaoth, my God and my love. To live in your presence is joy, to praise you and never stop. Those you bless with strength and courage will bless you with grateful hearts. When they cross the valley of thirst, they find the ground spaced with springs, blessed with the rains of autumn. They travel with growing excitement to reach the God of gods in Zion. Hear me, Adonai Sabaoth. Heed me, O God of Jacob. Turn your eyes, O God, our shield. Behold the face of your anointed. One day within your courts is worth 1,000 spent elsewhere. I would rather stand outside your gates than dwell in splendor with the wicked. God is our support and our shield, the giver of grace and glory. Adonai never fails to bless those who walk with integrity. How blessed, Adonai Sabaoth, are all those who trust in you. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Rejoice and be glad, daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your love is coming to you. Zion, do not be afraid. Your salvation is near at hand. A reading from the letter of Paul to the Philippians. We eagerly await the coming of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will give a new form to this lowly body of ours and remake it according to the pattern of His glorified body by His power to subject everything to Himself. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Soon the Lord and ruler will come, and He shall be called Emmanuel. Soon the Lord and ruler will come, and He shall be called Emmanuel. Justice shall flower in His days, and profound peace. And He shall be called Emmanuel. Soon the Lord and ruler will come, and He shall be called Emmanuel. All generations shall call Me blessed, because the One who is mighty has done great things for Me. Alleluia.
My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call Me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown Me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen.
All generations shall call me blessed, because the one who is mighty has done great things for me. Alleluia.
In ancient times, you freed those enslaved in Pharaoh's empire. Liberate us today from our slavery to self-centeredness and greed. In ancient times, you fed people in the desert with manna from heaven. Use us today to feed migrants and refugees fleeing from poverty and war. In ancient times, you gave thirsty people water springing from a rock. Quench our thirst today as we join the struggle for justice. In ancient times, you revealed your truth at Sinai with the precepts of the covenant. Give us the strength this day to fulfill the whole law with your love. In ancient times, you consoled those grieving from the loss of their land and loved ones. Comfort us today and surround all those who mourn with consolation and peace. In these last days, you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Prepare us, O God of love, for the coming of Jesus Christ. May he find us waiting in expectant prayer for the full revelation of the children of God and the flourishing of all creation. We ask this through the same Jesus Christ who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May God bless us and keep us. Amen. May the light of God's face shine on us. Amen. May God be gracious to us and give us peace. Amen. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.